Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, so we started something in the first service about spiritual warfare, and we emphasized more of the system of faith, if you observed, in the first service. Are you here? Are you here? Some of you I saw in the first service, you were newcomers. Hope they did not force you. Sister, I hope they did not force you to stay in the second service. Sometimes they used to force people. Don't worry, you will enjoy it. And anybody that told her to stay for second service should buy her food after the second service. So, counselors, you make sure you buy these people that food. I will ask them after service. I'm sure they will prefer fried rice. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we spoke about the realm, the system of faith. We're in the realm of your glory. We're in the realm of your grace. We can sense your mighty presence. It is moving in this place. In the presence of your angels, with God's glory on the wings, like the sounds of many waters, we can hear the angels sing, singing holy, 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 you are holy, 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 you are holy, ta-da-da. Ta-da-da, 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 ta-da-da. Amen. I hope nobody has a question like, what is ta-da-da? Pastor, what is ta-da-da? It will be like in the first service, pastor just came and did, hey. And the second service, now say, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ra. As we are saying it, are you not feeling something? Amen? It's a part of spiritual songs. Just the way you just are praying in the spirit, you begin to do, re-ge-ge-ge-ge-ge. What is re-ge-ge-ge-ge-ge-ge-ge? Huh? We are praying in the spirit. So sometimes the Lord can steer you to just make. The problem we have is some people, they abuse it. You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, Paul said, I'll pray in the spirit and I'll pray in my understanding. He said, I'll also sing in the spirit and I'll sing in my understanding. And he said something, if you look at the context, Paul said, when I pray in tongues, it edifies myself, an individual. But when I prophesy, which is speaking God's word, it's from the root word nabi in the Hebrew, in the Greek, I think in the Hebrew. It means the word of God flowing forth through a man by the Spirit of God. So if I prophesy, he said, I edify the church. All right? And in that context, prophecy could also be the interpretation of the tongues you spoke. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay, for instance, if I'm praying in tongues, Rabba Shala Granda Basu, the Lord said you are coming out in a grand style. I spoke God's word, but it was a noun word for the person. Even if I was saying, God is saying this is what will happen to you, blah, 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 it is particular for that situation. But what am I saying in general? Is it not God's word? It's God's word that I was using to prophesy to that person. So the interpretation of tongues could also be called prophecy. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? In fact, it's prophecy. And the Bible says prophecy is for what? Edification, for what? Exhortation, and for what? So when we teach God's word, it profits people. But when we come to church and we're speaking in tongues, instead of teaching, if all we do in church is speak in tongues, it will not profit people. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? So you climb the podium, you want to sing over a crowd of 5 million, 300,000, 300, 200. And you, of course, you should know not everybody is a believer. Alright? And even those that are believers, the Bible did not say praying in this, singing in this, in tongues is what gets them edified. He said it is prophecy. So you could probably sing in tongues for a moment, but of course emphasize more speaking in your understanding or singing in your understanding. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. You can't come in a service and you just sing in tongues all through. A service is a believer's meeting and we're trying to achieve something. Fine. But you are coming in a general meeting and you are just doing like that. It is wrong. It's an abuse on the use of tongues. Are we together? Because we are raising the people with that mentality. That's why some of us are standing up against it. And we are begging that it is wrong. Before, some people now will climb our stage and sing worship song from the beginning to the end. With Leramon, Shadaba, Lagadi, Jagada. Are you not understanding being the spirit? Yege, yege, lebe, lege, lebe. Yeah, carry Elam to Children's Church. Go and stay with him, Mr. Children's Church. He wants to play. Tata, tata. Kaima tata. Inside Children's Church, sharp, sharp. Lock him inside and leave him there. Just come back where you keep him inside. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So, he's actually responding to the word. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. If you see me now, he will start crying. Hallelujah. So, do you all understand this? Because sometimes you have people come and they are just singing in tongues, singing. Some will come, say they are dragging who pray. They coin. Alright, so be guided. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are talking about spiritual warfare and we started the first service hitting particularly the system of faith. Ephesians 6, so we're trying to build something. If you observe, we didn't really touch it. Ephesians 6 from verse 10 speaks about Paul telling Timothy to be strong in the Lord and in the word, power of his might. Then he uses something else to explain that. All right, let me read in the TPT. Now, my beloved ones, I've saved this most important truth for last. What a rendition. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. You see that? Powerful, isn't it? Then the next part of scripture wants to explain with physical details. He wants to use some concept in the physical to explain what he meant, speaking to his son Timothy. He then says, put on God's complete set of armor. I'm not sure it's Timothy. Did they say Timothy there? Yeah? Alright, don't say pastor, say Timothy. To his son. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us. So he's using something physical now to explain. And in their days, Paul, the apostle, felt like the best thing he could use was the soldier's uniform, Roman soldiers. He said, put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will what? Be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Now, is Paul saying that there is something like this in the supernatural? No. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. But he's using it to explain how fortified. That's the best thing he could use. What we have in the spirit is bigger than all of these imaginary things. It is so that you just understand, get the concept. I hear people get what I'm trying to explain to you. Alright? So, Paul is like, you have to be strong in the Lord. And he's using some things in the physical to explain how that you should be strong in the Lord. Then he uses some, you know, and now you go to the next part of scripture. He's saying, put on the whole armor of salvation. It says in verse 12, it said, your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, all right? But with what? The highest principalities. And what? Operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. You see that second heavens? For they are powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in body. I don't like this because it makes them look powerful. So let's see in the NKJV, the regular NKJV. Alright? He's trying to be sincere, but it's too sincere here. Satan is not powerful. He said, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. And against what? Against what? Against what? So like TBT said, our hand-to-hand combat is not with anything flesh and blood. If you have anything you are struggling with in the flesh, that is not how to fight. That is not where to fight. The fight started in the spirit and is finding expression on your flesh. Are you listening to me? There's something supernatural causing whatever you are seeing in the physical. So the way to fight is not to be attacking it physically. It is to attack it spiritually. True, and if you look at verse 12, is it verse 12 or 11? Go back to verse 11. It said, wills. Look at it. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the word wills or wiles of the devil. TPT says what? Mark that word wiles or wills, whatever. With wills. Not what? With wills of the devil. Give me the TPT rendition. TPT rendition. English is hard sometimes. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies. You see that? The evil strategies of the accuser. Give me the Amplified very fast. Amplified, I think, says schemes and strategies. If I'm not mistaken. Yes, schemes. Now give me the NLT. The NLT. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to what? Against all strategies of the devil. The devil comes through strategies. And you know the devil doesn't want you to be aware he's the devil when he's operating. He likes to disguise himself in other things and other forms. He never comes as the devil. He knows if he comes as the devil, you will fight him and draw him and discard him immediately. So he likes to pretend. The Bible said the serpent was more subtle and cunning than every other animal. Satan flowed in the ability of the serpent because he saw that the serpent, you know, was having some of the qualities he's looking for. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. Satan likes to disguise. And that's why the Bible said sometimes he appears as an angel of light. Don't sleep, all of you. And don't meditate. Look at me. He appears as an angel of light. Why will he go that length? Because he wants to deceive us. He's called the accuser and the deceiver of the brethren. He's a liar from the beginning. And he can go to any height. Do you know that Satan can appear several beings just to deceive you? Several supernatural beings just to deceive you? He can do that. He can take up human form. It can come in a very beautiful supernatural being just to deceive us. Because as long as we are holding on to a lie, we are under his mastery. Are you listening to me? Very important. Satan starts lies. Or if lies starts by itself, probably through a misconception, Satan likes to sustain the lie. That is why Satan is at the center of religion. He likes religion. Religion probably has 50% of truth and 50% of lies. So Satan likes it because you cannot mix truth and lies to work together. It's not possible. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If, for instance, a car has a good engine, but the brake is not working properly, you cannot still drive successfully. You may die. So you cannot mix truth and lie together. They can't flow together. That's why Satan likes religion. So that we're at the center of confusion. You are wondering, you've been a Christian, but some things are not working. You are a Christian, but Satan is just working on you more than how that God is actually working on you. You know, religion is what will make people have this bridge between worldliness and spirituality. You see somebody coming to church, but he's a smoker, he's a drunkard, he's a womanizer, he's a clubber, but he still has a Christian name and comes to church. Religion is what makes them comfortable in sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But true Christianity cannot make you that way. That's why Satan likes religion. See what the Bible says about religion. The same NLT's rendition of Colossians 2:8. NLT. Let's read together. Don't let anyone what? Can we read church? One, two, read. And highs that come from what? Rather than from Christ. So you see, remember, Paul had been telling us already that we don't fight against what? Flesh and? But against what? And here again, Paul is, and remember in verse 12, he said, Satan comes through this, the spiritual powers in the lower realm of the heavenlies, operate in us, or come against us through their wills, schemes, strategies, ideologies, isn't it? So we are wearing the whole armor of God not to do Chinese fame, but to destroy their ideologies, wills, schemes. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
schemes of the devil. Wrong ideologies of the devil. So what we are fighting is the devil through his thoughts and ideologies. Where is that battlefield? The mind. Because the place of thoughts and ideologies is the mind. And that's why the Bible says, beyond all things, guard your heart with what? All diligence. Because from it flows what? The issues of life. Meaning beyond everything in this world, what is most important that you guard with all diligence is your heart. Because it is not what goeth into the heart of a man that gets him what? Unclean. But what goes out. Satan is permitted to suggest things, but he's not permitted to cause the things to happen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Satan can suggest to you that you should steal the meat from the pot. If you steal the meat from the pot, that is you agreeing with the suggestion. But it is possible that when he brings the ideology, you now say, welcome. As you subject the ideology, the devil is subjected. So the devil, for instance, is here and is showing his ideology. Alright? He's attacking through his ideology. If you buy into his ideology, then from here he's controlling you like a remote. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because you are buying into his ideology. So if you subject his ideology, if he tries to control you, it will not work. And as you have subjected his ideology, his hands are tied. He's as powerful as his ideology working on your inside, Satan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So the Bible said we can subject Satan. God has destroyed him from the heavens and thrown him on the earth. We too who are Christians on the earth can put him in prison again. How? 2 Corinthians 10. See what the Bible says. We'll come back here. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. We'll start from verse 4. It says, from verse 4, it says, we use God's mighty weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning. Did you see that now? We just came from a place that said this human reasoning are sponsored by supernatural forces. Did you people notice that? Colossians 2:8. Now, are you seeing the connection? If I were you, I'll write the scripture and be drawing a line, connecting them. It says, we use God's mighty weapons to not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. You see that? To destroy what? False arguments. The strongholds of human reasoning. Meaning there are some things that have become human reasoning that are sponsored by the devil. They become normal human reasoning, but Satan initiated them from the beginning. Now humans have taken it to become their own modus operandi. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So God is against it. He wants them knocked down. Alright? Next part of scripture. Verse 5. It says, we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps what? People from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thought and teach them to obey Christ. Now let me say it, see it in the NKJV. I think it's better rendered this way in the NKJV. It said, casting down argument and every what? Heighten. That what? Against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of the Christ. Alright? And this is how it goes. If you don't know what the knowledge of God is, you cannot destroy what the knowledge of God is not. Or subject what the knowledge of God is not. Except I knew blue, I cannot tell what is not blue. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You all know red here. Is this red? Huh? Because of the knowledge of red that you have in your heart, you can say, discard this, it's not red. So when we have God's knowledge in our heart, then we can discard what is not God's knowledge from our heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So how do we, what do we use now according to this scripture to destroy all of Satan's ideologies? God's knowledge. The knowledge of God's word. We use it and we what? Discard anything that is not of God. In other words, everything, if you look at the whole armor of salvation, every part of that armor, every little part of that armor has the ability, is working, you know, is working by the ability of the word. The belt of truth has a connection with the word. The sandals of peace, connection with the word, which is our readiness to preach the gospel, isn't it? The breastplate of righteousness has to do with the word of God, isn't it? The shield of faith has to do with the word. Faith comes by hearing the word. Then the sword of the spirit is the word. Did you see that? Everything, the word of God. So through the word of God, you remove anything that is not God's word. In other words, a Christian that has no knowledge will be subjected by the devil. You see that? Because it is true knowledge, we win. So knowledge is everything for a Christian. And that's why the Bible says in 1 John 3:6. Let's see it briefly. 1 John 3:6. It said, if you know me or have seen me, what did he say at the end? You will not continue in your sin. See how powerful the knowledge of God is. So it is through God's knowledge that you remove anything that is not God's knowledge. Any other thing that is not God's knowledge. That is why we don't joke with knowledge. An ignorant Christian is a powerless Christian. The Bible said you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Make you free. That's what the Bible says. So truth is very powerful. That's why you must guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flows what? And that's why Satan is fighting to put on all the wrong stuffs in your heart. If you observe the whole armor of God, the thing that there were like 2-3 instruments that are just for the heart. The breastplate of righteousness guards the heart. Another thing, shield of faith. You see? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's another thing again that guards the mind, which is the helmet of salvation. Remember, guards the head. So Paul is trying, only for the mind, there's a helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, there's what? Breastplate of righteousness. And of course, you can also use the sword of the spirit, because it's on the offensive. You use it like this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Paul was intentional about every part of our armor. So Paul is like, sometimes you just allow the word of God in your heart, and of course he's running things for you. Sometimes you have to speak the word of God to win. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Which is what? Shield of faith. You know, as the devil, you use your faith. Defend yourself. And another one is the sword of the spirit. Sometimes the word of God is on the offensive. I insist I'm healed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Get out in the name of Jesus. Sickness, get out. You understand what I'm trying to say? Sickness, get out. Sometimes it could just be the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness. I know who I am. I've been bought at a price. That's breastplate of righteousness. That's how it works. I am one spirit with Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right? Then shield of faith, how does it work? I can never be sick in my life. I refuse to be sick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then what of sword of the spirit? You use it to declare and insist on things. You're like, okay, in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, leave this body. You sickness, get out from this body. You know, some people don't know when to even use the one they're supposed to use. They see somebody sick and they're like, there, Jesus, you died for this person on the cross of Calvary. You can't watch this guy get sick like this, Jesus. Get him healed. And Jesus is like, wow, nice prayer. Meanwhile, he said, unto him that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you have ever what? How? According to his power, where? What did he say in his word before resurrection itself? He said, heal the sick, raise, cleanse. And he said, we were talking in the first service about faith system. Your faith has what? In other words, look at the person and say, get out, you foul spirit. And he's done. As the Father have life in himself, so does. So that's how the sword of spirit works. Get out from this body. So who are you? I know who I am. Leave this body now in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes you can wake up in the morning and your finances is hanging. You may think that, you know, sometimes as a Christian, you don't know that. Because the easiest demons to deal with are the ones in Okpoga and Vandika. They are very easy to deal with. Those ones can just come and they'll come as birds sometimes and goats sometimes. And as they just do like this, they'll run away and die. But you see those ones that are in your mind, those demons that put, those are civilized demons. Those ones that put ideologies in your mind. Like the demons that are responsible for homosexuality. You know, there are some demons responsible. Those ones, they went to school. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But the ones that come through bat and rat and the rest, this one did not go to school. So those ones are very uncivilized demons that are very easy to deal with. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? But the other ones that went to school are the ones in all some of these developed countries that are telling you, have you seen the effect of a demon that went to school? You'll be so amazed. Yesterday night I saw a lady that married herself and divorced herself in the U.S. So that demon flowing through that lady went to school. One again, she married her teddy bear and she willed all of her property to her teddy bear. So, is it not to buy the teddy bear when she dies so that the property will now become your own? Hallelujah to Jesus. So, now, it's even difficult to believe those demons went to school, but they actually, they are American demons. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh my God. You know, and these are people that are in civilized countries. Like Nigeria, they have problems. They'll pray, but their economy is last. China don't have God, but their economy is... You know, who told you we're praying to have money? Is this why we come to church? Who told you our 364 days in a year is to come? Lord, give us money. That's rubbish. That's not why we're in church. The wealth of a man does not consist in all of the abundance of things that he has. Jesus told us that. Don't be comparing us with China. You have been a low-minded person. Which one is your comparing? Do you know how many gods they worship in China? They don't even know the number of gods they have there. Somebody can wake up and just make sure his grandfather is a god and start worshiping him. Even Bruce Lee that we watch, they say is a god. Some people are alive. They are gods in China. They are alive. And you are saying they are civilized than us. We are very intelligent in this country. The problem is at the top. Oh God, the tops. Else we are. Are you a dull person? Look at the kind of things we do in this country, even as young people. See, an average person in the U.S. cannot survive this country. From the bottom, they can't survive this country. Let's be sincere. Where would they start surviving from? Your father is not anybody in political power. You are just growing up in a certain area. You now come from the U.S. and say, Mitch, I want to just live in, Wadata. You want to hustle like every one of us. It's 1 week we give the person. If malaria does not kill him, you run back to America. We're intelligent people. We're very intelligent in this country. Give us what we need and see what will happen. So, you know, the devil will be bringing all of this rubbish. You know, some foolish people are saying that religion, I'm not for religion. I don't support religion. But they are insinuating by religion to be Christianity. They'll just call religion so that other people will feel like they are talking about every other person. Do you know, the only thing they are timing is Christianity. They'll be telling us that Christianity is the problem of this country. How? How can you open your mouth if you are intelligent and say Christianity? Think about it. You give a man of God a church of 2 people. Then the church goes to every country in the whole world. You as Nigeria, how many embassies do you have in the whole world? The stuff some men of God have, what men of God will have in other countries, Nigeria don't have in those countries. And you are saying churches are the problem. Look at how they manage the church. To that kind of height. And you're saying churches. Such a man does not even have the slightest desire for political position. You give somebody like Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor Chris, this country, it will change in 1 week. People of God, listen, it's 1 week. It's not a joke. People that can manage 5 people in a zinc, and they are in every continent now in the whole world. Give them this country for 1 week, you'll be amazed. People that have Japa now will be praying to Japa back to this country. There will be another Japa from America to Nigeria. But when you put people that, you know, I'm wondering, because you are Yoruba, the president must be Yoruba. Because you are Hausa, the president must be Hausa. How do you expect the country to move? You're just choosing a dull head because of religious sentiment and tribalism. We don't have people that are kingdom-minded. That's the problem. If we have people that have been called out, they have known that they've been called out from every tribe, people, and nation, this country would have moved forward. I know what I'm saying. We were doing, we're in elections. Was it last 2 years? When they voted this person in? This guy. Wherever he is. When they voted him in, the election that brought him inside. No, I'm talking about the president. Forgotten his name. So, we were voting. Amen? While we were voting, I was in Lower Benue. That was my center. Because everybody has to vote. See, forget, even next year, vote. Are you people listening to me? If you have faith in this country, still vote again. Do you have faith for this country? Don't stop. Keep on voting. Nigeria, see a new day. We were voting and some people were sharing alcohol and telling people to come and vote the opposing party. I voted Labour Party. Yes, that's what I voted. I felt he was the right candidate. And some people now were lowering people into another party with alcohol. Of course, I'm going to be sincere. Into APC with alcohol. Telling you the story the way it is. Even if you take me to court, I have evidence. So I was like, I called the guy. We used to play football together. And I said, what the hell is happening there? He said, Pastor, don't worry. They buy us drink. We have voted. The man will do well. I said to him, do you know the implication of what you are doing? I almost cried. I'm not joking. I said, because of a bottle of alcohol, you left this line to go and vote for somebody you don't know anything about. Somebody you are sure that the track record does not speak well. He said, Pastor, just forget that thing. Just forget that thing. I shook my head. We voted and we left. Not too long, I think within last month, he said, Pastor, guys, there's something I want to tell you, but I know you just laugh at me. I said, what was it? He said, remember that time we were voting that you were warning us? Pastor, I'm suffering now. The way I'm suffering, assuming I know, I would have not tried that rubbish. Because it was too obvious that that man would not do anything. I looked at him and I shook my head. I said, you've learned the hard way. You know, I just believe that somehow God just allowed this thing to open our eyes. Because if this thing never happened, we would have not learned. Look at what is happening now. It's the state that voted him that are fighting the most. And during the protest, they've even killed some of them. I so much believe that everything is working together for good. Hallelujah to Jesus. The same flood taking people down. It will not take me down. My family, my children, I'm in the ark. I'm going upward. I didn't vote for this government. My government is the government of heaven. It's the truth, whether we like it or not. It's the truth. Called out from every tribe, nonsense things in the physical. Get out from it. I don't care who the hell got in the party and etc. If I know this is not righteousness, I will not support it. It's just my own opinion. Because I know the outcome will not be peace. It will be destruction. That's how you think as a child of God. Who told you cannot carry your Christian mind into politics? When you want to get into politics, then you become sentimental. Because of your tribe and religion and etc. It's high time we wake up and call a spade in this country. Are you people getting on trying to say? Else we will never see a new day in this country. We will never see it. Because everybody's eyes on money. The Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. There are some people that their conscience is dead because of money. Dead conscience. They can lie for money. They can vote rubbish for money. Never be that kind of persons. Whether it's your tribal person, if he's not doing the right thing, do not vote. What are you leaving for your children tomorrow as a country? If you keep on behaving like this. Some of you have not thought that you have children. Cool. You are the next generation. You have children. Whether you like it or not. You want to succumb, you want to leave them in this kind of situation in this country. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Are you here tonight? And I believe so much. I believe that even the Nigerian problem is first. You know, there's a man of God that said Nigeria has spiritual problem. People were bashing the man of God. Me, I don't know whether he's speaking from my own context. But for all this kind of daft reasoning, it's demons that are causing it. This daft reasoning. They are sponsored by demons. And religion is a terrible killer. Do you know some of these people have churches they attend every Sunday? And are doing all these kind of rubbish things. They are even dickies in churches. You know, I was watching a video with my wife. Somebody said she's a priest. She worships the devil. She's a priest. Her husband is a deacon in a particular church. And the husband is fine with her. They love themselves. I said, how can a deacon be the husband of a priest of another God? It's only religion that you see that kind of thing. And they have children. You know what I mean by a priest? She is the Baba Lao. I mean Mama Lao. You know the problem I now had was with the church. I said, what kind of a church is that? Imagine we're in this church and we ever heard that a pastor's wife is a Mama Lao. The problem, we will never come to that point because we will be sure of your salvation and your wife's salvation before you even come to that point. But what causes this kind of thing? Religion. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Religion. Cold Christianity. Cold one. You now, as you are seated here, look at me, everybody. You may think that you will not compromise your faith. Have you ever seen 10 million before? I'm not saying in your bank account. I mean, you saw 10 million physically. They show you that this bag, you show mint, and you saw 10 million. There are some people that if you see that money, you know that you start understanding why some people compromise. You're like, I think I understand why that lady fell. That is why your faith must be strong. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Money has power. Although God is the most powerful, but money has power. It has made a lot of people to compromise their belief. A lot of people. A young man met me and said, sir, I want to be the next governor that will change this state. I'm tired of what my fathers and the rest of the people did. I looked at him up to down. No stature in the spirit. So I asked him a question. I said, how many relationships are you into right now? He said, sir, no specific one. They are not serious. I'm with. There are 2-3 ladies I'm talking to. I said, is it a relationship? He said, I cannot really call it relationship, but it's somehow relationship. I said, if you are in a relationship with 3 ladies now, how on earth will you be in a relationship with just your state and not have another problem outside your state? I said, let's start from you. If you are in a relationship with 3 ladies now, you cannot be a good governor in this state. You will not be focused. You compromise your faith. I said, so you must be fully sold out to Jesus before you can enter such system and represent God. Are you all listening to me? Very important, people of God. I know what I'm telling you. Even in small BSU, the politics they do there, many people compromise their faith there. Many people. What do they call it? They'll tell you must join this before you become an SU president. And you know the problem with Christianity? We are leaving it to the world. They'll come and tell you if you are not an IA, blah, blah, blah. Who told you that? And you see some people who were Christians. I'll never forget a young man that met me in my office telling me that he wants to represent the kingdom of God in politics, in BSU. So I looked at him and laughed. I said, don't apply. He said, sir, I know you say I should not apply, but sir, I mean it. He knelt down, almost crying that he will stand for the kingdom of God. I said, you have been, this passion have eaten you up. Well, no problem. You can go. But let God be with you in the name of Jesus. He said, sir, speak a word. I believe I spoke word, though. I spoke. He went and got it. Where are you? Sir, we have a meeting in so-so time for the so-so of BSU. Okay, no service again. Sunday, they used to travel from one barrier to another barrier.
I called, I said, is it burial now you are going for? He said, sir, we have to be representing the school. I said, so now church are finished. He said, no, sir, I'm still a son of prophet. He went and put my picture. I said, remove my picture. Sharp. They went and they saw him dancing to worldly song. I'm misbehaving in a party. So somebody in the party went and reported to somebody that doesn't go to the party. The news now. Another person now even captured him when he was dancing to the song. I said, what is happening? He said, sir, no, we're just celebrating. And after a little pressure, he just chose political ambition. I laughed. What can a man offer in exchange of his soul? Are you seeing that? What can a man offer in what? Exchange of his soul. Nothing matters. That is why God will stop some of you from some things, because he wants your soul. Your soul matters most, the most to him. He doesn't care what you get from those things. You're going to get 1 billion, but he's looking at your soul. Can you bear it? Can your soul bear it? Are you all listening to me tonight? Can your soul bear it? Don't joke with your life at all. Do not joke with your life. Your life is very important. That's why I always tell ladies, don't joke with who to marry. Do not. If Christ is not the head of a man, he can never be the head of a woman. He can never be. Let me tell you this. It's a mystery. You may think I'm saying rubbish. A man that cannot give to the things of God will not give effectively to his family. He can't. Because he doesn't understand sacrifice. If you have not followed Christ properly, you cannot. A woman cannot be properly submitted to. You don't know how to have mastery over a woman. She will be in pains all her life. She will suffer under your mastery. That's why some women are having hell on earth in their husband's house. Because the man does not understand the ways of Christ. She can't even have her money. She cannot have her freedom. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because some of you, especially ladies, it happens the most with ladies. You don't know how to grow with a young man. You don't know how to. You are in church serving God. Immediately you find this young man out there that is an engineer, doctor, that thing. The world have taught you that it's engineers that are responsible people. Doctors that are responsible people. Now I'm not saying you in church should not be an engineer. Who stopped you from being an engineer in the first place? It can be all of those things. But most importantly, God did not say, husband, become an engineer before you marry a wife. What did he say? Husband, love your wife as what? Christ loved the church. You see that? Meaning if the man does not know Christ, he cannot properly become a husband to a woman. Even if he's a doctor, an engineer, and etc. You must understand this. You think you are wise. When you read God's word, you don't see somebody out there that looks like he is making it. Your problem is that you followed money. Then tomorrow you are crying. You think it's a joke, marriage. Many people took this part. They are crying today. We know what we are telling you as pastors. We have heard things. We have heard stories. We cannot come out and be telling people stories to you. We have seen, sometimes I sit in my office many years ago in Kaduna when I even hear my spiritual father or mentor advising people. I'm like, which one is this one? How can somebody in a normal senses behave like this? How can? You know that this is a path of destruction. You still took the path. In the name of marriage. My time is going off. I am 25, pastor. My time is going. Which time? Because people are telling you are 25. You too, you are under pressure. I'm 25. Your mother will wake up in the morning. Where is that? Go back to your husband's house. Stop disturbing me. Go to your husband's house. Stop disturbing me in this house. You are old enough to marry. You go and meditate over it and start crying. Then now you are expectant. Anybody that just come knocking on the door, marry me, let me leave. Marry me. It's not like you are looking for marriage. You are looking for freedom. You want to run away. We may not have the opportunity to come and talk to your mommies and tell them don't talk to your children like that. But you should understand that when it's happening like that, sometimes it is Satan's scheme to make sure you marry the wrong people. Are you all listening to me tonight? They did not write it anywhere. That when you are more than 25, 26, you have passed the time for marriage. Nobody wrote it anywhere. I've seen people marry in 30s. I've seen people marry in 40s. Yes. Pastor, 40s? Yes. You think it's everybody that is thinking like everybody every normal human man in this world, there are some men that God has really worked on their minds. It's the truth. See, young men like small girls. They like girls, you know, a man is 40, he wants to marry a girl that is 16. That's demonism. Demonism. A woman that's passed two generations from you, you want to go and marry. What happened with women around your so they are old. You, are you not old? How can you be 30 looking for a wife of 16? And you see women even resounding that nonsense as wisdom. I want my husband to be far older than me so that I can respect him. You have bad character. You should have married your father in the first place so that you can respect him. It's a wrong thing. Very wrong. That is why you're under pressure to marry one old man. Sometimes you see some wedding. The man is looking like this. The woman is looking like him. I want you, what is this? Just 5 years. The father is just 5 years older than the man. Then we have young generation rising. They are like, they are too young for us. Marry Donald. Donald has not started life. Oh, I beg. He has not started life. When will Donald hammer? When will he finish? So you, why have you not hammer? Are you not Donald's cosmate? You hammer now, so that you marry. The way some ladies behave, if you are a man, they are very lazy. If they were men, nobody will marry them in this life. They have this, how do I put it? Entitlement mentality. They are just watching. It's just like women will just grow up, be watching men to just make money. Okay, I come for me. It's a wrong mentality. As a woman, be making your money. Listen, a lot of men will not even respect you if they wake up in the morning. Even sugar is them that are buying. They will not respect you. Honey, if you are coming back, please buy 2 Milo and 3 eggs. You cannot buy that one too. You know I'm not working. I don't have anything. Okay. Let a problem happen one day. You hear you nincompoop that have nothing to offer. You liability. In fact, I heard this. First. The woman told me, she said, my husband told me that if I send you back to your family house, nobody will marry you. What do you have? Where will you start from? Zero. He was reminding the woman that she's zero. She was telling me crying. I said, Jesus Christ. He said, yes. Say, oh, God, you don't have anything. I'm just helping you. I'm just pitying you. So if I cheat on you, pray for me. No. You think I'm joking? This is true life story. Pray for me. See, that's how good wives behave. They pray for their husbands. When they cheat on them, pray for them. That's how you keep your home. Then in answer, if you don't disturb, I pursue you. Where will you start from? They say, work hard. Yeah. I think fine girl. Work hard. I'm a fine girl. I can marry anybody. TikTok girls. Instagram girls. I don't like Richard. Richard is quite greedy. I don't like greedy men. No. Richard stingy. Hey, I beg. No go there. Why is Richard stingy? Because the other day I told Richard that he should just help me 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000. He refused. A young man is hustling to make his money. He will hustle, do his business. He will just stand up from nowhere. Give me 3,000, 4,000. And I said, come and take 1,000. No man who is wise behaves like that. In fact, psychology says that greedy men are intelligent men. You don't believe me now. They say if a lady complains that a guy is greedy, go and check them. They are very intelligent. I know you've not heard it because you are just looking for people that will say that greedy men. Go and psychology said they did a discovery. If a lady comes and reports, make sure it's a lady that reported the man, not a man. If it's a man that reported the man, it's a problem. It's true. But if it's a woman that comes and reports that a man is greedy, they say, go and check properly. The man is an intelligent person. Especially the kind of woman that reported. Check them well. An intelligent man will not just carry money and give you like, take, go and buy ice cream. Take, go and buy burger. He will give you money to start a burger business. That's how intelligent men think. He say, how much do you have? Say, 200,000. How much does it take to start a burger business? 300,000. Okay, take 50,000 and join. Start. That's how intelligent men think. Start it. And they'll be watching you. I'm advising you, don't worry, it will work. They want to see what you can do. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
so learn to build with men. Learn to have it. Have that mentality. We're taking over the world for Jesus. Hey, gay. Then God brings a man for the kingdom. Marry him so that we'll take over the world. Say, no, God, no. This guy is not ready. Who told you he's not ready? If he's not ready, why did he come? You are not asking around. Does Donald have a house? They say, yes, he has a house. How many rooms? Say, one bedroom. Say, hey, I better go. One bedroom. What do you get for a house? You get fridge? Yes. TV, which type? How many inches? Look at it. They are calculating family house. You want to marry me? Where's your car? I don't have yet. I'm walking towards it. You don't have a car and you're coming to me. So you expect me to marry you and be trekking. God forbid bad thing. Please go and hustle with my brother. And the question is, you know, I'm quite brutal in my approach. When I was single, I was a brutal young man. You don't ask me for money, I will disgrace you. A young lady asked me for money one time on Christmas Day. I asked her, is it your birthday? She was so embarrassed. What does God show me love now? Send me money. It's Christmas. I said, is it your birthday? That was the last time she messaged me. How can I just wake up in the morning, look at a young pastor who is pursuing God and making sure, you know, probably so into the life, you are saying you should do Christmas. Is that how they do things? You know, I was quite brutal. Not that I was, of course, I was not going out and telling people how brutal I was, but I was quite brutal in my approach. Because I heard a lot of stories. Men of God have suffered, especially men of God. You just meet a lady, you hear that the lady just left the man of God and went and married another man. So me, I was already ready for that thing. I was just, my heart was strong in that area. I didn't want to have that experience because I've heard plenty stories. So I was quite scared and I prepared my heart. I made sure my heart was tough. I remember one time we were talking with a friend. And we're talking about a lady that rejected a guy for many reasons. And saying the man does not even have a car, blah, blah, blah. So I think, and I asked a question. I said, what is she looking for, a car? Does her father have a car? The guy said, the car he has is this old B2B, whatever, the thing has spoiled. I said, her father does not have a car. He said, yes. I said, that means her mother married the wrong man. If after many years, the father did not have a car, the mother married him, of course, she will not agree that her mother married the wrong man. Nobody here will agree that their mother married the wrong. All of us on Facebook, best daddy in the world. Daddy upon. And yet, probably, he probably didn't have a car. That doesn't mean he's a small person or useless person. Isn't it? Is all of us here, our fathers, are they not the best people on the face of the earth? Everybody will say yes. So why do you think somebody that doesn't have a car now is not the best person for you? That's the way you think as a child of God. You know that this can never be your end. A man with vision, it can never be your end. Bishop Oyedepo said, if you follow a man with television, you watch the man of vision in the television. It's the truth. If you follow a man with television, you watch the man with vision in the television. He said those words. I think he had a trouble too, getting married with the first woman she rejected. Before he now got the second woman. The Lord said, you are my wife. That was the story. When he was preaching, sorry, the Lord said, you are my wife. Do you agree to the scope? Yes. That's how me too. I think the Lord wants us to get married. Man of God, there's no time. Hallelujah to Jesus. And she agreed. When she agreed, it shook me. I said, you agreed? No problem. Let's move on. We moved on. She had faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You see some men of God on TV, some big men, self, not just men of God, business guys doing well with their wives. You're like, I see love, God, when? If you check carefully, they started from nothing. Most of them, if you see their husband 8 years ago and see the neck of that man, you run away. If it was you, you would have not married that man. Slim neck, big head. The swag was not even inside. It was just scatter suit. Green, white, green. They managed the man like that. Managed. Kept on speaking words on the man. Kept on following. Did not give the man headache. They gave the man space. Some of you, give your man peace of mind to pursue vision. You are complaining. That man, see how he's wearing, you should see your shoe. He's facing northeast. Calm down. Give him peace of mind. People show up like this, they're always like this. See, if you encourage a man that has vision, you enjoy that man. He will take you, he will not take you for granted at all. Are you listening to me? Give your man peace of mind. Don't be a woman that is always complaining at a man. Don't be like that. There's no rice in the house. You now told him, honey, there's no rice. He didn't bring it that evening. Don't say, where's the rice? Shebi, I told you. Use your head. There's no money yet to buy it. Cook what you have. Just be flowing with your honor like that. Don't worry. And the next day, Shebi, I told you not to buy. I wonder what kind of a man. What? You see? You are causing trouble. Then we'll now go to somewhere and settle down. And one woman will say, Oga, Eka Rosa. She will kneel down and greet him. I say, sir, you are stressed. Let me rub your handkerchief. He goes home. The wife says, get down from my front. Another woman out there is. He's now comparing and compare and contrast. My God. Why did I make a mistake? See my wife here in Beer Palo. See my wife here. Meanwhile, that's a strategy too from the devil. But you see, why it may work is because of the trouble he's having at home. Some men today are drunkards because they married the wrong women. They don't know how to talk. Not even wrong women. Women that are not trained. They don't know how to talk. You were winning arguments when you were living with your brothers and sisters. You want to win argument in your husband's house too. You think you people are trying to, your husband now is your, like a, and you see your elder brother and your husband. But just look at him, you remember your brother's eye, John C. So he even talks like your elder brother. So when he talks to you, you reply like you reply to John C. I beg you, you're opening eye and doing eye like this. And he's looking at you like, he's wondering if it's okay, if everything is okay. He's like, is everything okay? Do you know that you are speaking to your husband? I beg, come on that thing with husband, when of you give it, but how much do you have? Everything must not be tied to money. There's no difference between you marrying a man with money and somebody staying in Skyfall in the evening. There's no difference. You people are the same, just that you did your own in a more classy way, but it's the same end. It's the truth. It makes you a prostitute, whether we like it or not. If you like, go and insult me anyway. It's the truth. We are losing good marriages. Do you know Satan attacks marriage first? Marriage is the first thing he attacks. You know the Bible says, guard your heart. I'm speaking to your heart. I know I'm putting this thing inside of your heart. The first thing, the small social studies, the smallest unit of a society is what? So in other words, several families make up a society. Many societies make up what? A nation. Isn't it? So if Satan wants to destroy a nation, where does it start from? The family. If he gets people being paired wrongly, he's affecting a nation entirely. We're talking about kingdom breeds. And you think that we should not focus on family? Do you know what may end a sincere man of God? Mind wrongly. May end his life forever. It is that serious. I remember many years ago, how God helped me. I sat with a father of faith in this state. And he called me, he said, I'm glad you came. I will share some stories with you. He started telling me the stories of people that were mighty in the things of God as men of God in this state. People that even Bishop Oedipo were coming to hear and inquire from them in this state. And they failed. And he said, three of them Two of them failed because of wrong marriages. He said the last one, we don't know what exactly caused him to fail, but he said these words before he died. He said, if I die, take my wife back to her father. Let my assistant pastor pastor the church. He said, so those words made us to feel as if he had a problem with his wife. No jokes. The story ended. He said, so young man, I hear you have a lot of fire. I see you, blah, 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 blah. But you know what will make you become history? I said, no, sir. He said, the wrong woman. He said, don't marry for this, don't marry for that, nothing physical. Stay with the spirit. Stay with the spirit. I was telling somebody one time, I said, when I wanted to make a choice for a wife, even if I saw a vision, I fasted for 6 days on fruit. Somebody said, are you mad, prophet, for a woman? I said, not just a woman. I'm talking about a family. I mean, I heard God. I was on fast for 6 days. I've never said this. I don't think I've said this here. Just on fruit. Malaria hooked me. So one or two pastors there were aware. I think somebody had to beg me to eat food. I wanted to be very sure. Because I was always going to make the move. So I was like, God, I beg you. I don't know. In fact, I don't even know whether I know what I'm doing again. Just talk to me somehow. Just talk to me. And when I was sure, I made my move. And have not regretted. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if the devil knows your problem, if the devil knows your problem, if he knows your problem is front and back, chest, the Lord give you understanding. If he knows that these things are your problem, you must make the wrong choice. You just see a woman, you're like this, 360. Oh boy. How on earth can you marry the right woman? It's not possible. People are my, you know, God wants to give you a helper. You are looking for front and back. He wants to give you a helper. You think, where is the help from? Is it from front and back? Is it the front that will help you? And Sammy, you are doing like I'm not a believer, isn't it? Is it the back that will help you? You hear all these stupid comedies online, all emphasizing all of those rubbish. You know, I watched one comedy. I had to block him immediately. I had blocked all of them. That one survived. So I saw the video and I blocked him immediately. What was the video about? A lady came for an interview or something. I don't know. He was trying to ask the lady out or something. And the lady is not really that kind of lady that have front and back. You know what I'm trying to talk about? And he now said he cannot marry the lady because she doesn't have front and back. Comedy. A skit. And the lady said, but I have a good mindset. I'm a wife material. He said, okay, shake your mindset and be going like that. I said, what? He said, shake your mindset and be going. Oh, yeah, be shaking your mindset and be going. You know, it's, of course, I actually laughed too, but I blocked him immediately. Because they are passing wrong narrative about life. Do you know a lot of young men now who watch that thing and say, I beg you, do not start telling me, shake your mindset and be going. Don't learn all this rubbish. Before you know, a young man in our state now will look at a lady. God say, marry this man. He say, shake your mindset and be going. You see, wrong mentality. They are passing. They think it's just comedy. But they are passing a narrative out. Give us that TPT rendition of Romans 12 and 1 again. They are passing the wrong narrative. This is how Satan brings problem on the earth. Are you seeing something? That is why God's people need to be intentional even about the media. All of these systems. Many years ago, a man of God did a great teaching I love. He called it the seven mountains. I was physically in that meeting many years ago in Zaria. The seven mountains. Mention all of these mountains. And I think it's true. Christians have to take over all of these mountains. Including media. So that we portray the right things for people to see. What you see programs your mind. They are saying they are not telling us to do it. They are just showing us on TV. As they are showing it and you are seeing it, it's programming your mind. The gateway to your heart, your eyes, your ears, isn't it? So what you see and hear, the Bible said something. He said, God, he said, faith cometh by hearing the word, not listening, hearing. Most of the songs we know in Nigeria today, we did not listen to them. We did not pluck them and start saying, okay, okay. We're just hearing it every day and we have known it. Am I lying? Just by hearing, we now know the songs. That's how faith comes. I learned this many years ago and I had to download audio Bibles. Pay for this thing. Sometimes 7,000 they will say pay before you download. Pay it. It is that important. I paid and I started plugging it in my ears. I'll be on campus. Plugged in my ears. I'm just reading the scriptures. Very important. I observe it started building my faith. Because faith cometh by what? Hearing the word. You hear worldly songs, faith for the useless things will start rising. Before you know, you want to smoke. Before you know, you want to live a bad life, an immoral life. These are the things that people are advertising. They are advertising the devil. And these are not things you represent as a child of God. Are you listening to me? You don't represent them. You know, I heard a singer, he said that, yes, he's a gospel artist, but he's also singing for the Grammys. He's also singing for the awards and the rest. Well, I don't know what he truly means by that. I can't really conclude. But I said to myself, we have to be careful even as gospel artists. Yes, it is nice when you have some of these awards. It is nice. You sang well or something. But most importantly, you are singing for the kingdom. You are singing to transform lives. Are you guys listening to what I'm trying to say tonight? It is, you are a kingdom ambassador. Very important, most important. First and foremost, you are a kingdom ambassador. You are on the earth for an agenda. You are pushing an agenda. You are not like them who are doing anything that comes to their mind. That is why you don't copy them. You bring your own style from Zion. The Bible says, out from Zion shall the standard come. Out of Zion shall the standard come and flow forth. We are the standard to the world. The Bible calls us the light of the world. A city said what? It said we cannot be what? So very important, people of God. Satan is intentionally fighting families today. Not just those that are married. Those that are originally supposed to be married in the realm of the spirit. He's fighting those spears. I know what I'm telling you. He will fight it because he knows that if a man misses it in marriage, it's just gone. If a woman misses it, she's good. She's as good as gone. There are a lot of men of God that will tell you stories of people they used to know who were powerful than them in the things of God, but they are no more. They don't even know where they are because of the wrong decision of marriage. So allow God work on your heart as a young man, as a young woman. Allow the word of God take over your whole being. Are you listening to me? The beautiful one, they say, they are not yet born. If it's beauty and handsomeness you are looking for, you will see and get tired. When you thought you and you think you have seen, before you turn again, you see another one. You think you are finished seeing, before you turn again, you see. That is why you have to allow God work on your heart as a young man, as a young woman. Let him work on your heart. Stay with the Holy Spirit. You come to that point where you have captured Christ and have known Christ. The Bible says at that point you have escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. Why? Because you are now a partaker of his word, divine nature. That's a victory. Are you all listening to me? Else God will bring a woman your way who is supposed to help you in life. Who is supposed to be a perfect help me, but for the reason of flesh and blood now, you are making another choice. Are you here tonight? As I'm done teaching, Satan will inspire other people. Some of them will be men of God. They will come and tell you what you want to hear. The Bible says many will rise up deceiving the brethren in the last days. He said, and there will be many with itchy ears. I've heard men of God say, marry the person you like physically. Don't allow men of God to deceive you. If you see you like, marry. And I just look at them and laugh. So shallow in their thinking. So shallow. Now, the things of God now is looking like ancient, old man, old way, you know, like, how do I put it, village things now. Hearing God now is like a village thing. He said, well, in this, the analogy he now gave was this, one of them. He said, if for instance, God give you a woman to marry and she dies, will God not give you another woman? So forget, you can marry anybody. I just looked at him and said, logical reasoning. The Lord will give you understanding soon about that. That's what I just said in my heart. Firstly, if you know your place in Christ. You know, I was listening to Andrew Womack again just recently. And he said something that struck me on YouTube. Just passive, just very ordinary. is that, you know, I've been staying with this word for a long time, and God has proven himself so strong. He can prove himself so strong in your life. My first son got dead. Died. I brought him back to life. My wife died. I brought her back to life. So if he did it for me, he can do it for me. I said, the man did not shout. Oh. He just said, my wife got died. I brought her back to life. He said, I brought her back. He was all like, I brought her back. I said, see, it's so easy. He's just saying it. I brought her back to life. That's a man that understands the things of God. He knows Christ. And the Bible says that's the victory. It says, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thy word, rod and staff, they comfort me. The scepter of authority, the name of Jesus. He didn't plan his wife to die, but he had the name of Jesus. When the wife died, since he understands his authority, he said, come back to life. She came back to life. His son died. He said, come back to life. She came back to life. Tell somebody, I have something more than gold. Money cannot give you these things. I have been in hospitals. Doctors will refer and say, see, brothers and sisters, just pray. I was in a case recently. And somebody said, passively, he just said something that touched me. When I came there, he knows about the patient. He said, oh, that patient. He said, pastor, that case is quite severe. But since you are here, we have hope. Now, he just left. I just said to myself, I said, God, see what somebody said about me. He said, since I'm here, they have hope. Because he knew me many years ago. I was teaching them in the fellowship before I left. He's now a doctor. A scripture came to mind. The earnest expectation of creation awaits the manifestation of sons. He said the creation are subjected to futility, decay, not willingly, but by the hope of them that have subjected them. Meaning God is like, Oche, you are in charge of these people. And suddenly, Oche misses it. The people start misbehaving. The hope God has for these people is through Oche. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But since Oche is misbehaving now, the people are misbehaving too. So the only way God can get these people back is when Oche comes back and take authority over them, the way God said in the beginning. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So the endless expectation of creation are waiting for us to understand our place in Christ and make things happen the way God wanted in the beginning. Adam was created in God's image and likeness. What did God say? Take dominion. Say, I have dominion. Very important. Are you here tonight? Christianity is bigger than activity. It's far bigger than activities. Tough seasons will come. It is they that know their God that shall be what? And will do what? No, they that have heard about people's God. It is they that know their God. Tough seasons will come. That's why the Bible says, redeeming the days, the times, for the days are evil. We are not planning evil days, but they are evil days. We are not planning it for ourselves. But what is our comfort, even when the devil brings the imagination of the evil days ahead? What is our comfort? His rod and his staff. His scepter of authority. The name of Jesus. And we've been abiding in that name for so many years. We've been praying. That's why your 12 hours prayer is not useless. It's more like storing power in your power bank. When there is time for it, when there's need for it to arise, when the need for it arises, God will use that power you have stored on your inside to bring about a miracle. Have you ever seen where people prayed, yourself, you prayed 7 hours, you went back, nothing changed, you are just living your life. You did not waste the 7 hours. Hope you know that. You will know that you did not waste it very soon. You will know. Things happened in my life that I didn't know I was that anointed many years ago. I saw some things. I didn't know I was that anointed. When I spoke and the things changed, I said, the Lord started speaking to me about the years of prayer. The fast, we fasted. Satan, my uncle, had started reporting me to my mother and father. What kind of fasting? If this boy dies in this school, I'm not responsible. How can somebody be getting sleep after? I have everything, but I was getting sleep. Fasting every Thursday to Saturday, 3 days dry. And this one, I told some people that I believe in Gargajiya Christianity at some point. You know what they call Gargajiya in Hausa? Local. Take it the way it is. Without fasting, the power of God will not find expression, whether you like it or not. This kind goeth out not except by what? It can't. If you like, do say it the way it looks like. I believe in Garigaja Christianity at some point. Fast. Pray. And you can't escape it all. Whether you like or not, you must fast and pray. There's something I must be sincere to tell you. The grace of Jesus covers a multitude of sin. It did not cover prayer and fasting. You work out your what? Grace. Let me call it grace now. By what? Good. Paul said, the grace of God has been lavished upon me so much. He said, but I labor more than they all. It was a labor that made him outstanding, even though the grace was available. And that's why he's beckoning on us. He said, work out your salvation. With what? With what? With what? You are sounding like you are not ready to pray. You must pray. The way you are answering me is like you are not comfortable with the message. If you are not comfortable with the message, there's a big problem. Because that's the only way out. Nobody can deceive you. You must leave that food. You must leave it. It's the truth. The disciples, 3 years with Jesus, they could not heal a man. They brought the man to Jesus. They were just trying to push the guy towards Jesus. Go and tell him that he did not see us. When Jesus just and prayed for, he said, did you meet? The man reported them. We went to them. They pushed us to you. He called all of them. When he shouted on them, he said, 3 years I've been with you. You cannot do this. He now observed their problem was food. He said, this kind goeth out not. Except by what? Food. You know, some people eat so much, their system is even tired of receiving the food. Their respiratory, how do they call it? Sorry. Digestive system has been worked out. Every moment, the thing is just moving. You think fasting is a disadvantage to you fast? Do you know people that fast are healthier? According to sciences, they say people that fast are healthier. They did a studies. All these unbelievers will not want you to see. They did a studies on praying in tongues. Self. They say people that pray in tongues, their blood is fresher. Yes, they did it. I saw it many years ago. The man said, they took a man that always prays in tongues. They tested his blood. Carry somebody that doesn't pray. This one was looking dry. This one was looking fresh. Like fresh juice, orange juice. So nice. He's getting more younger. Fasting and praying. This one eating junks. You know, and the rest is getting bigger and cancer will soon hit him. Do you understand? And if you walk with God, listen to me. If you go walk with God, a time will come, food will not matter again to you. I know some of you don't believe this thing I'm saying at all. A time will come. I'm not saying start saying that food, by faith, food does not matter to me. Mm-mm. Just be walking with God. A point will come. You just look at food and say, remove this thing from my table. You mean business. You want to just talk. There's something you want to eat. You will stay with the world so much, you forget about food. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not a joke. It's the truth. And make sure you are inspired by the word. Else is hunger strike. This type goeth out not, except by what? You don't want to answer me. Except by what? Except by prayer and fasting. Pastor Simon, in this economy, you are saying we should fast. Fast and pray. I believe God is in the tail of this our teaching now. God is trying to usher us into Friday. Fast. Tell somebody fast too. Okay. Fast. I know what I'm telling you. I was teaching the leaders yesterday. I said, the people between that, because you have the word of God now, you want to enter into our rest. You just carry a message, hear it, and go and say, and people be saying, hallelujah. The next meeting, they will not come. Because the word of God did not have effect in their heart. It just bounced on them. They chest it and give you back. I said, but fast and see. You know, things travel in different energy levels. Physics student, do you understand what I'm trying to say? We thought that before speed of light, we used to think rocket was the highest. Isn't it? Can you people remember rocket? What is the percentage of traveling? Tell me. Where is Endunad? For rockets, what is this thing? Coincidence, just wave your hand. That's light. That's light. If you call three, it's light. Rocket is what? It's an assignment. You have to be mentally sound. Not just praying in tongues. We used to think rocket was the highest. Till we now got another one called speed of light. It's the highest. So things travel at different energy levels. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Catapult bullets travel at different energy levels. If you carry catapult now and do like this, you think it's fast, but if you carry bullet, bullet is faster. Are you able to get out? I'm trying to say, based on the machine that is controlling the force behind it or creating the force behind it. So it is with words. Words can travel at different energy levels. What catapult will do to me, I may survive catapults. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If it doesn't come from the hand of David, I'll survive it. But, but if it's a bullet, naturally speaking, no human being, logically speaking, can survive a bullet. They face a bullet to your forehead, it will scatter your head. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But catapult, they can just stay a distance. You can cry. But since you are not Goliath and the person that did not fire is not there, you may not die. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? But a bullet will set it to kill you. That's how it is with words. When you fast, your words travel at a higher energy level. What your words will do when you are full of akbu. And get me, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it is like this forever. A point comes as you grow in the things of God, you can actually eat and speak and things will happen. But of course, you've grown over time. This is not for people that are trying to grow to that point. Before you say, Pastor, say we can have akbu in our stomach and speak. No. There are some that the Lord will not allow that in flow because they are lazy. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? There are other people, especially some of our fathers of faith. Some of them, after first service, they go and eat. Come back after second service, healing will start happening. Because they've labored up over the years. Their youthful age is fasting, you know. So God now is telling them, watch your health. So the prayer bank is plenty, is very plenty and full. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? But you now that is just Gen Z, you have to fast and pray. Are you listening to me? Fast and pray. Have those kind of friends, Abiola's friend. Have them that ask, oh boy, I want to start a marathon fast. Will you join me? Don't run, join them. Have those kind of friends that when you see them, you know that it's prayer that will happen today. Those days in BSU, if you come to my house, you must pray. In fact, the rumor went out, if you want to stay a prophet, you must be ready to pray. We used to pray our life out. In the middle of the night, they will play, eat, laugh. I will just sit there on one side of the bed. Anybody that comes, sir, can I just stay for a week? No problem. In the middle of the night, bah. If I want to wake them up, I'll start with lebelagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalag that is it by force to pray? And I told my roommate that, I said, you did not tell this guy. You want to leave this night? He said, this night? He said, you will leave this night. That's how he behaves. He stood up in the middle of the night. We started praying. He's a pastor today with Redeem. Imagine he didn't pray those prayers. They would have not even seen any grace to make him a pastor. I remember when he graduated, he met me one time. I said, Kai, pastor, you suffered us, but Kai, we learned. Have those kind of friends. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I did not say get friends. I say friends. Not the type you go and pray. Some people deceive themselves. They have one girl they pray with. Don't be a deceiver. You go to basketball court, go and pray. You now be holding your hands and coming back home. I used to know one like that many years ago. He will go and pray with one girl. When they are done praying, they will hold their hands and be going back home. Then after praying that many hours, one day, thief now attacked them. It's time to use that power now. I said, no, we're not giving. They collected his things, collected the girl's own, and told them to go. The girl was disappointed. Don't be like that. Are you listening to me? Are you all hearing me? Be serious with your life. Be intentional with your life. Are you hearing me tonight? Have those friends that can challenge your faith. There are some kind of friends you see, you just know that he will start asking stupid questions now. Like those kind of questions. So when last did you pray? Don't say, is it your business? Tell him when last you prayed. So why are you talking like an unbeliever? So why are you judging me? Mm-mm. Answer, why are you talking like an unbeliever? You are watching out for each other. Are you all listening to me tonight? Have those kind of friends. That's how you win in life. You know, when I was in BSU, in Remedias, I had two friends. Was it even two friends? No, I was friends with somebody, so we were two. I only became friends with that guy because he knows how to read his book. So for students now, listen to me. He knows how to read. He was super intelligent with physics. Very intelligent with physics and maths. And I had a little problem with physics that I wanted to balance that time. So I became so close to him. We became roommates. He doesn't like to pray. I don't like to read. What a great balance. So when I want to pray, I will hit him. He will wake up. He will just go and stay by the wall. I will pray. Hit him. When I hit him, he will just start. First time I'm tired. Please, please. Do you know if he prays, he doesn't go for lecture? We'll go for lecture and come back. He's still sleeping. No jokes. 1 o'clock, he's still sleeping. Wake up. What did you people do? I'll show him. He's like, thank God, don't go. I don't even like this topic. I've finished it since. Is it the example that the answer is 3 point something that I gave people? Yes, 3.5. That one is so easy. That's so easy. Okay. So, let me go and look for something and eat. Casual. I am now more encouraged. Then if he wants to pray, if he's feeling tired, sometimes he meets me and says, Pastor, my spiritual life is going down. I will encourage him, we'll go and pray. So there was a balance. Are you listening to me? As I'm saying, I don't think I'm actually just insinuating that you should go and have friends that you only do with. Have the ones that you read book with. You may have a friend that you do but he hates book, you hate book. It's an attack on your educational life. I'm bringing a balance to this. During exam, you people are speaking about potters and dimension. It's an attack. Say, my brother's school is vanity. I mean, we're talking about days. People were martyred for this course. What is school? Many years ago, a young man came to me and said he wants to quit being a medical student. He's supposed to be a doctor. I said, why? He said, the thing is not giving time for fire. I said, time for fire? He said, I can't pray, sir. I'm suffering with some addictions, blah, blah, blah. I said, that's not the reason why you're addicted. It's revelation that you need. He said, sir, I know what I'm saying. I don't pray. You know, there's a name they call me in this school. When I found out, his name was Prayer Bazooka. He prays. He has that name. So he felt like even school is a distraction to destiny. Do you know that guy aborted school? Went and started a ministry. He now came back. They said they will not give him the admission back. He just went. That's how he continued living his life. If the ministry is running now, I'm not trying to mock him. Is this very fake prophetic ministry? Fake. Buy something. That's what is running now. Because he wouldn't listen many years ago. So he's frustrated. So have a perfect class of friends. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The one that knows book and the one that knows prayer. But if the one that knows book knows prayer, no problem. It's balance. The one that knows book and the one that knows, especially for some of you who are students. For some of you who are not students, you know what I mean. You can look for the one that knows something around your field. Yes. Because we have seen Christians who pray, oh, physically nothing. You ask them what is physics, they don't even know what is physics. But they know prayer. Uta babana. Define chemistry. Mm-mm. In fact, ask them what they are studying. What is anatomy? Anatomy. I know this thing. Oh. But 12 hours stretch, no bending, they are going. I'm not saying their prayer is useless, but they'll suffer. You know what I mean by they'll suffer? People will mock them. They'll mock their faith. You can pray very well. There is one brother in block 30-something that knows how to pray, but he doesn't have a job. Because you don't have a certificate. So the next thing you settle for now, you say, okay, fruit of the womb, 50,000. That's the next thing you're settling for now. Marital breakthrough, 100,000. Because you don't have a job. You have to now lie. Even though you can pray, you are not lying. Then the guy can pray, oh, if you never marry, meet up. Now 100K you go pay. Fruit of the womb. I'm sure most of you have seen those things. You have seen it. So it's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? Majorly, we're speaking about spiritual warfare, but I added some things to it. And one of the vital points for relationship, learn to start with somebody. Learn to. Satan has denied many godly peers because they are not ready to have faith in themselves at the very initial level. Some of you seated here, you are seated here, there's one man somewhere far that you are talking with. Is that man you are timing after school? He's not spiritually sound, but since he's a man and these ones are boys, you have to settle for that one. So when I stand around that man, I feel protected. But when I stand on that donut, there's space. I still see space. The Lord bless his word. You know, as I'm saying this to you, some of you are laughing, but you, if you like, don't repent. I'm saying it. You better repent. It will shock some of you hatred is what some of these your ladies are doing. Some of them have one man they've kept somewhere after school. They'll just tell you, they'll write a letter there, thank you TGC for all the services in school, I had a great time. That's the last time you hear from, because of a man. They know if they bring it to Pastor Emma, you ask them, you question them. Is it? If they bring it to HOD, they'll question them. So they'll hide it. The relationship is coded. If they want to post the man, they'll make sure all of you in TGC don't see. In church, don't see. Only the man will see and you'll be happy that they posted, but it's only him that sees this status. See, I know, I had a vision. Listen to me, while I'm rising with fire, I had a vision. I saw some of you. I'm very serious. Some of you are hiding relationship. Allah has a tone amuku asiri. Kuna ajinako? I saw it in my vision. If you like, say, Pastor, are you sure? If I verse, I'll call your name. I'm telling you the truth. If you have mind, stand up. If you are the person, stand up. Just say yes. Now, I'm looking at all of you. If you are the person, if you have mind, say yes. You will see whether I will not call your name. I know some of you. I saw it in my crow eye like this. Sometimes it's not ideal to call you and start saying, and why are you doing that? We have to just speak generally for you to hear and have sense. One time on campus, remember, there was a young man. I was speaking. See, I picked the prophetic so well that I couldn't pick the name. You know, I couldn't pick the name of the young man. His name is Simon. So when the Holy Spirit said Simon, I couldn't believe that. I felt like I was talking to myself. The ring of the lady was so big. I saw it in the vision. So big. So I said, why is this guy getting engaged with a very big ring? And the Lord said, I should tell her to stop. So I walked to her on the service. I said, the Lord said, you should not marry. After service, I met her outside. I said, the Lord said, you should not marry that young man. Who is the young man? She says, sir, he's over 40 years. Hey! How old are you? She's just getting into early 20s. Is she even up to 20 that time? I don't think she was up to 20 that time. I said, 40, marry 19, I'll be 18. I said, no wonder the ring is big. What is his name? She says, Simon. I said, hey! No wonder I could not pick the name. I wanted to shock her by calling the name. But I couldn't pick it because all I was there was Simon. So it's like, Simon, why am I hearing Simon? It's not me, oh. It's not me. I didn't know it's another Simon somewhere. So be very sincere to yourself. We're not trying to just hide you from your destiny husband. We're being intentional. We want you to end up with the right persons. People out there that don't know anything may be shouting, yeah, church is doing. But we know what we're doing. We know what we are doing. I had a vision one time. I was sharing with my wife. I had a vision of this lady who was in church. She was suffering in her home. Some people may think I'm lying, but I'm being very sincere. She was having a very bad time. So I woke up in the night and I said, God, I regret not advising this lady before she got married. I regret. The Lord put that, it was so much pressure. I felt so bad. I started praying to God for mercy. Because when she came to me, she just threw the tea to my face. You know, some of you don't come for advice. You come and tell pastor your decision. Sir, this is the man. We have seen our appearance. That means, pastor, you don't need to put your mouth in this thing and the rest. And I said, no problem. I shook the man. They gave me a bottle of wine. Bye-bye. They went out. I even attended. Went to one village. I attended this thing. Just to show her that I don't have a problem with it. And when the Lord now attacked me, I was like, God, next time anybody rush to my office, I will say my mind. Oh. So if you are ready to hear my mind, come. If you know what you are doing, come. Don't be scared. But me, I've made up my mind. I'll be saying my mind. If you cry, fine. If you don't cry, fine. But I was given the responsibility to always say my mind. Abi, I should not say my mind. You know, it's not by force to follow what I say. It's just like an advice. This man, me, I don't think you should marry him or from my own perspective. But you have your own choice. Maybe you should go and pray and hear better. It's not by force. It's not witchcraft. So when you make the choice, I know that nothing is on my... Because I read a scripture, God sent a prophet, he refused, and God said the blood of the people is on his life. Because he refused to go to where God sent him. When I read that scripture, I said, no. Anytime God speaks to me, I will speak out. It's not easy. Your integrity is at stake. In fact, there's a word you can give for people, they'll go back and insult you. That yeye man of God, we told him that that's our husband. He now said, they're lying, idiot. He lied that he's not our... Who is he? Is he my father that bore me with my mother? We've heard people talk like that against men of God. At the end, they were the ones crying. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that is it. Be guarded. Tell somebody be guarded. Tell somebody be guarded. This teaching is a very broad teaching. In fact, I don't know that this teaching can take this kind of space. So on Tuesday, we'll continue with spiritual warfare. Amen. It's very broad.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.